Yes, so we'll discuss them in Yoni Yom Kippur. So we know there's a mitzvah in our Torah of fasting on the 10th day of Tishrei. And that's the only biblical fast day we have in the Torah. There are many minor fast days. We just had Tzom Gedalia. Not minor in the sense that they're easier to fast, but they're not biblically mandated. Even that's a whole discussion, the Ramban and the Torah to Adam, but originally all the four fast days were 25 hours, 24 hours, and had all the different inuyim. But it was too much for Klal Yisrael to take, so later on they moved it down. It's only Tishani Tisha B'Av, Shehuk below Torah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tisha B'Av retained all the inuyim, whether it's different Kabbalah or Rabban, and that's a discussion. But originally they were all, but the only biblical fast day is Yom Kippur. And the Torah, which is very concerned about one's health, when the one time they give us a biblical fast day, they give us a biblical mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. We'll see if it is. It's clearly an Indian to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So what is the nature of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? In fact, it's the Gemara in Yuma. The Pasuk says in the Torah, it says, Petisho le'erev. It says, you shall fast, and if you read the simple reading of the Pasuk, it seems to say the ninth day at night. So the Gemara says, Halo betisha misanim, halo basarim. So we don't fast on the ninth, we fast on the tenth. From here the Gemara learns out, Kol ochel v'shose betishi, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day, it's ki'ilo misana tishi and asiri. You get credit for fasting the ninth and tenth. So I guess if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you don't have to fast on Yom Kippur because you already got credit for it. But we see from there the Gemara learns out the tremendous Indian of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, there's a discussion. What is the nature of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So the different schools in the Rishonim in terms of Rashi, the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shibuli Haleket, in terms of why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So one school of thought, I think it's Rashi and the Shibuli Alek and others, the Rush, that it's basically a hachana, it's a preparation for fasting. In other words, since the Torah gives us a mitzvah to fast, and since the Torah is very concerned that we don't endanger our lives when we're fasting, so we have to make sure we eat the appropriate amount of food. So they gave us a mitzvah of hachana, that you make sure you eat on the ninth, you'll be able to fast, make the fast easier, or be able to fast and function as well on the 10th day. And others, interestingly, Shibu Haleket say it is a hachana, but in a totally different way. They say, you know what is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? To make the fast harder. Because we all know, when the weekend's over, after we've been eating so much, 3 days in, and then the next day, we're not eating, we start getting hungry quicker because our body's used to having a lot of food. So the Shibu Haleket quotes from others that the Indian is Inoy. We want to be Nisem es Nafsho Sechem. We don't paskin this way. But it's an interesting pshat that so on one hand, they're both a hachana, they're both a preparation for Yom Kippur, but in two totally different directions. Nafkamina between the two would be, can I take certain pills on either Erev Yom Kippur or even on Yom Kippur that will make the fast easier for me? If, according to the first goal, so of course, why not? Assuming the pills, without the water and all that issue. But according to the Shibboleth, no. That's the mitzvah. Inoy, we want it to be as difficult as possible, and you can't use any artificial means. So that's one school of thought. Hachana, within the Hachana, you have two schools. What is the preparation? And then you have Rabbeinu Yonah and others quote that no, that it's not a hachana, it's an independent mitzvah, it's a chiyuv simcha. That basically, on every yontif we have a meal, but we can't have a Yom Kippur meal, so we do have the Yom Kippur meal, we have the Yom Kippur meal, Erev Yom Kippur. So that's kind of like the quasi simchas yontif. So it's an independent mitzvah, we have a chiyuv suda to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, to fulfill our mitzvah Simchas Yontif. So since it's impossible to do it on Yom Kippur, so we do it before Yom Kippur. So my nafkamina, whether I say it's a hachana for it's a preparation for the 10th day or it's an independent mitzvah. So a couple of nafkaminas. One in being is, let's say someone is a cholesh yesh bo sakana, someone who's sick and life is in danger, and the luck is they're permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. Again, so that's so pashtis HaShulchan Aruch and the poskim that even someone who's a cholesh yesh bo sakana, they can only eat pachas pachas mikshir. We have a general principle in the Gemara that hakal kal tchila. Every time you have to do an avera, well, not really an avera, but something you couldn't do in a normal scenario, you have to try to minimize it. So you always try to minimize the avera. She's coming in, or she's just looking.
Texting.
Right. Okay. So in terms of so. Do we put it on pause or not?
Sure.
Yeah, so what's the practical difference? So someone who's a cholesh yesh bo sakana, so the simple pshat is a kal kal tchila, that you have to minimize the avera. So someone who's in a life-threatening situation, so if the chola has to eat a certain amount at a certain time, then obviously it does it. But let's say a chola, there's no specific time. You could follow shiurim. So many poskim say that even a chola sheyesh bo sakana has to eat pachas pachas mikshir. The briskers have a different shot. The Rav Chaim, that they hold no. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, no shiurim. If you're a chola sheyesh bo sakana, don't play around with shiurim. Eat kedarko. The Gemara talks about eating pachos mikshir. So then, no, that's talking about a cholesh she'ein bo sakana. Again, it's all in the definitions, but what they call it is a cholesh she'ein bo sakana. Right now, I'm a cholesh she'ein bo sakana. But if I don't eat in the next, whatever, hour or two, I will become a cholesh she'yesh bo sakana. So in that scenario, that's when we do shiurim. But someone who's a cholesh yesh bo sakana, that we don't. So the classical poskim say there is shiurim even on cholesh yesh bo sakana. The Rav Chaim, the Rav, the briskers say that they make based on a Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos. You could do kol tzorchei chola on Shabbos, even the stuff that's obviously not necessary. If it's necessary, what's there to talk about? Even things which makes the more comfortable for the chola. But it's not a life and death scenario. Like, obviously you could abuse that also. Well, you know, watching the football game makes the chola. It means more physical things, like fixing the bed, you know, let's say you have an electric thing. And that type, you know, more, that's what it means. In fact, there's a ma'isa with the Rav Shecht, that says over, that I guess he was in, I guess they were in Europe, I don't know, maybe they were in America by then, in Boston, I don't know. And I guess the doctor came, and I guess, I'm not sure, someone was sick in the house. Then I guess they made house calls then. And so the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, asked the doctor, do you need a light? It was like Shabbos. So the doctor said, it can't hurt. So Rav Moshe told the Rav, turn the light on. So the Rav hesitated for a second. It was Shabbos, like, we don't really need the light. And he started screaming at the Rav, you apikaris, you heretic. So, you know, it's not the Wameko on Shabbos, it's a very machmer and pikuach nefesh. So in general, so it fits in with the whole. So either way, a chola has, you know, whatever the type of chola is, so they have to eat, pachas, pachas, mikshir. So let's say someone's a chola, sheyesh bo sakana, so they're chayef to eat. How much you can eat, that depends on your scenario. So I know I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Torah obligates me to eat on Yom Kippur if I'm a cholesh yesh bo sakana. So do I have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So it depends on the two schools of thought. If it's a hachana for asiri, then hachana, I'm fasting. What am I preparing for? So I don't. But, you know, if I need enough strength, then okay, eat. But if it's an independent mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah simchas yantiv, so whether I'm fasting or not doesn't make a difference. I have an independent mitzvah of inadbiya nafkamina, or let's say an opposite scenario, where someone is very healthy and strong, and they don't have to eat so much on Erev Yom Kippur. I could fast, you know, let's say they do, you know, let's say it's like hypothetical where they don't need the special extra food. So if they don't need it, so they won't have to eat it, but if it's a mitzvah, it would make a difference. Right. A third nafkamina would be nashim, woman, a woman in, obligated or involved in the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Again, so on one hand, Pasha should say it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a time-oriented mitzvah. It only happens on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore they should be pater. Or do I say that, no, that maybe since, if you assume that it's hachana le'asirian, since women are obligated in fasting on Yom Kippur, so it's like we have the principle by Kiddush in the Gemara and Brachas, Chafam and Beis, kol she'yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'tzachira, whoever's in, it says, women are chayev in Kiddush Dvar Torah, I mitzvah saseh shazman grama. No, kol she'yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'tzachira, whoever's included in Shmira Shabbos, it's also included in Sechira Shabbos. Like the Gemara has the drasha by Pesach. Why a woman chayev in matzah? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The Gemara has the juxtaposition in the Pesukim, kol sheyeshno b'kum ochel, whoever is included in the Isser of Chametz is yeshno b'kum ochel matzah. So same thing here. If you assume it's hachana, so if it's connected to Yom Kippur, so if they're obligated in the other things of Yom Kippur, so then you could argue they're also chayev in that. So that'd be a nafkamina for nashim. And then the Achronim throw in another question. What about a woman who's going to be eating on Yom Kippur? Does she have a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Because if it's a Zman Grama, we said she's Pater. What's the whole reason she'd be Chayev? It's because it's Hachana for... But if you're not going to be fasting on... if the woman's going to be eating, so maybe... Out the mitzvah, I say she's Pater, then out the Hachana, she doesn't need the Hachana, so then you get into what you darshin in time with the Krona. The Beis Halev, the other Achronim discussed that, you know, that issue. But that's what it comes down to, this issue. And in fact, this issue of whether the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is a din and achilas a sudas yantiv, whether it's the tali is another issue in terms of how long is our slichas Erev Yom Kippur. Most of Klai Yisrael have a long slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Erev Yom Kippur, I think Chaim Berlin's known to have short slichas. That's not for them. And even Erev, that's why it's packed Erev Rosh Hashanah, that everyone goes to Chaim Berlin because they want to get out. I don't know personally, that's what people tell me. But we usually have Erev Yom Kippur as the short one. So I know in Washington Heights, the Yekis, it's the opposite. They have a long slichas Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, I think it's interesting. I think, maybe it was Rav Schwab or the one before him used to say, I'm not sure how serious he was about it or not, but, you know, the Yekis only wait 3 hours. So I think someone said, I'm not, you know, they live in the community now or something, I forgot the exact Shaila, but they asked Rav Breuer, maybe someone, could I keep the 3-hour minhag? So he said, if you come to us Erev Yom Kippur and say the long slichas, then you could keep 3 hours. So I guess his point was that if you're going to take them in Hagi Yeki, you got to take them all. That's what, you know, I guess that was his point. But either way, but I don't think it was focusing, you know, on that. But you have to take the kulas with the chumras. That's what I'm saying. You know, Chabad, from what I hear, Chabad doesn't do slichas asara shemei tshuva. Mm-hmm. I know, because we had people in the yeshiva when I was there, like we had a Chabad guy who said, you know, the minute Chabad isn't to do slichas. I said, I know. But the minhag Chabad is to fast during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, so I guess you're not going to eat breakfast. He came down. He figured he'd rather sleep during slichas, put his head down for 20 minutes and get to eat. But, you know, same type of thing. So they point out that, so what's the issue? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you hold that Erev Yom Kippur, it's like Simchas Yantav, it's like a Yantav, as a din of a quasi Yantav, you don't do slichas on a yantav. It's the short slichas. You'd make it very brief. But if it's just it's not a mitzvah simchas yantav. It's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. But it's not a yantav. It's nothing. It's a specific mitzvah of achila, and therefore, so then there's no. You could have a long slichas. And in fact, that's why they bring down the poskim, and the Rav has a shikul and Hare Kedem on it, that someone has a tainus chalom. So we know even on Shabbos and Yontif, if you have a tainus chalom, a bad dream, so you don't have to eat because your agmas nefesh, it's really bothering you, don't want to eat. So they point out that what about a tainus chalom on Erev Yom Kippur? So some poskim say you can't fast Erev Yom Kippur. I guess it's a discussion. So what's the pshat? Wait a minute. It's more chamer than Shabbos and Yontif. So what's the Rav explained, the lamdus is that by Shabbos and Yontif, it's not an independent chi of achila. There's a chi of Simchas Yontif, which includes achila. And there's a chi of oneg, which also, part of oneg is eating. But if I'm in a state of agmas nefesh because I'm broken up by the dream, so by me, the oneg is not eating. The simcha, then the time is chalom, you don't eat. But on Erev Yom Kippur, is a mitzvah achila on Erev Yom Kippur. So mitzvah achila, so then you can't fast. The din itself is, so that depends also on the chakira in terms of whether one could fast on Erev Yom Kippur, how you view it's a din of achila, achila or not. So that's what, that's why, and that has to do with the long, the long and short tzrichas as well. So just, I'll just get a quick thing on kaparis and before I gotta take her back. So, there's an ancient minhag of doing kaparis, even the old minhag with the, maybe some still do it today with the live chickens. And it goes back, I think, to the minhag tshuvas ka'onim, minhagonim, and it seems to be a universal custom. However, it's not so pashut. The Ramban and the Rashba are very against the minhag. They say it's darkei amori. Avodah Zarah, you're taking the sins and putting it on the chicken? Like, what's that all about? So the Mechaber quotes the Rashba, doesn't go as far as calling it darkei amori, but he says not to do it. The Rama writes, the minhag in Ashkenaz is to do it. What about darkei amori? How come we're not concerned? So the Marival writes that, no, it's not darkei amori. It's not that the pshat is that we're putting the sins onto the chicken. Is basically that's kind of like the Ramban by Karbanas. Basically, I really deserve to be the one shechted. I got to be the one, but God doesn't want us that. He wants our ratzon. So to speak, we're that's representing our guf, but God, we're giving our ratzon. It's kind of to elicit thoughts of tshuva, and since it's to elicit tshuva, therefore it's okay. And in fact, that's a general machlokas Ramban the Gra, how far the Yisr of Chukas Hagayim goes, and like. So according to the Gra, is much more machmor by Chukas Hagayim. Anything to do with Avodah Zarah, even if it's a practical benefit, he still says you can't do it. Are you here? You know, whether he is, he's not talking about a kaparis. If you took to the logical extension, then maybe he would say not to, but he's not discussing that. And the Rama, if there's practical gain out of it, i.e. kaparis, so then it's not a problem with Darki Amori. Other refreshments say it's not Darki Amori at all, only those listed in the Tosefta. You can't make up your own darkei amori. It might sound mystical, but it's not really darkei amori. So there's a philosophical issue with doing it with the chicken in terms of darkei amori. You know, we get minhag Ashkenaz to do it, but I'm just saying it's not as pushy as it sounds. And others bring down pragmatic problems with it. Avadja Yosef, the problem is there's so many people coming with the chickens, they don't shecht it properly, they're going to end up eating non-kosher. So he says that's the problem, and then Rav Zalman Margolis says it's a problem of also Sabrai Chaim. You have people long lines holding the chickens, live chickens. So therefore, what Avadja Yosef suggests is you should start doing it now, before Rosh Hashanah, during Aseret. Don't wait to Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, there'll be plenty of time to slaughter the chicken properly, and it's not Sabrai Chaim. Interesting enough, and there's the old meaning, Rashi quotes in Shabbos on Pei Aleph, from a minhag of the Gaonim, that about 20 to 25 days before Rosh Hashanah, they used to plant legumes, have different plants. And in Erev Rosh Hashanah, not Erev Yom Kippur, they used to do this thing around the head and say, Zech Khalifa Asi, whatever it is. And so it's interesting that it was with legumes, plants, not animals. And it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, not Erev Yom Kippur. So it could be the fact it was a plant, that took away the problem of Darkei Amori, and that takes, obviously, the problem of Sar Bali Chayim, even though plant life is a certain kind of life, but it's on a lower level, so I guess we don't assume there's a, and that could be also why the minhag developed as well. We do it, most people do it over money now. You know, there's still, you still have some hardcore people who go for the chickens, but you know, most people I know use the money, and therefore also that's also probably to avoid the whole, you know, the practice of getting chickens, but also maybe it's based on the fact that men have developed, and stay away from the darkei amori and that. So there's an interesting halacha brought down. What, so we know a man should bring like a rooster, assuming he's using the chicken, a woman like a chicken, a female chicken. What about a pregnant woman? So the Rama writes, a pregnant woman, if it's a female, assuming, I guess, they took a sonogram, whoever they knew, because I don't know how they knew them, but if it was a female, so then you only have to bring one. But if it's a male, you have to bring another one. You have to bring two. And if the Arizal writes, you got to bring two no matter what, even if it's a female. What's the machokes, the nekudas ha-machokes between the Rama and the Arizal? So the Vilna Gaon writes, the issue is based on the Sugyan Yavama, is whether uber yerech imo or not. Whether the uber is considered part of, so the Rama writes, uber yerech imo. And therefore, if it's a female limb, so it's all the same, therefore you only need one. If it's a male, then you need another one. And the Arizal apparently holds uber lav yerech imo, and therefore you have to bring a separate for each one. You know, there's many issues with abortion, it deals with other issues, but in terms of that, so that's, those are some of the issues with Kapora. So to summarize, so we discussed the union of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. According to many, it's a mitzvah in HaTorah, and whether it's a hachana, whether in a positive sense to make it easier to fast or make it harder to fast, or it's an independent mitzvah. You know, could you take pills to make it easier on you? Or let's say someone who's a cholish ish, but someone who's going to eat, does he have a mitzvah eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Someone who's strong enough, who doesn't have to eat, does he still have to eat? A woman, does she have to eat? A woman who's a cholish ish or sakana, does she have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? The issue of slichas Erev Yom Kippur has to do with the issue of Yantiv Anah, and then the issue of Atainas Chalom on Erev Yom Kippur, whether, you know, according to those who say you fast, is because it's a special mitzvah of Achila. Achila is Erev Yom Kippur. And that's why many of the Gedolim used to walk around with lollipops or gum and sucking candies all day, because every second, you know, they got another mitzvah they held. You know, it's a continuous mitzvah all day to be eating. And then we discussed the minhag of kaparas, which, you know, we think is pasha, but it wasn't, and it had many opposition. Darkei Amori, the Ramban, the Rashbam, the Mechaber seems to, I'm not sure if the Sfaradim don't do it. To me, usually, it's more mystical. The Sfaradim are usually into that stuff, but maybe they just do it, with the money, because I didn't know that they didn't do it, but the Rama says to do it, either because we're doing, it's like Tashri, we're doing things to elicit things of tshuva, it's not Darkei Amori. The practical concerns, we take care of Asar Bali Chayim and the Shechita by doing it, spreading the wealth, doing it throughout Asar Shemei Tshuva. And then that's why we do money probably as well. And then the issue of a pregnant woman, to the Machokas, the Arizal Rama, whether she has to bring two chickens or one, you know, if it's a female. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Really clear.